If you turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel of John in chapter 6, John in chapter 6, and I'll begin at verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And then if we move down to verse 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you that you are the God that continues to speak. And we pray, Lord, that even this morning, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, that you would give us a word from your very self, Lord. Lord, that would draw us closer to the Lord Jesus, would give us a deeper sight of him, Lord. Father, we need that deeper sight of the Lord Jesus. We need to be drawn closer to him. In our day, Lord, that's our hunger. We have this hunger for the Lord Jesus, our God, and we pray, Lord, that you would meet that hunger and meet that need even today, Lord. Lord, that you would speak with a word that would really penetrate our hearts, really speak right into the depths of our being, Lord. Lord, that you would glorify yourself in the preaching of the word, Lord. Lord, that you would speak through me, Lord. Pray, Lord, that there would be nothing of me, Lord, but it would all be of you. And all to your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. In these verses that we've read, we see the Lord Jesus speaking of himself as the bread of life, the bread that came down from heaven, the spiritual food, that life-giving food. The spiritual food that it comes to our hearts. And what I want to speak on this morning is a famine of the bread of life. A famine of the bread of life. And what I mean by this is this. We can be in that place where we're saved, where we know God, we have that relationship with God. And yet within our hearts, there is that famine of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a lack of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we look in this passage, it will become clear exactly what that means. That where there is that lack within our hearts, though we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour, we've lost something of that intimacy of the Lord Jesus. We've lost something of the presence of the Lord Jesus in our hearts, in our daily lives, in our daily experience. We've lost something of the strength and the power of the Lord Jesus. We've lost something of the holiness of the Lord Jesus working his ways out in our hearts. And so as we look at this passage, this is a passage speaking to believers. It's a passage speaking to our hearts this morning. And it's a message to those who have that famine this morning, who can say, I have a famine for the bread of life. There's a lack within me, and I need to be eating of the bread of life once again. I haven't been eating of the bread of life. I haven't been feeding upon the Lord Jesus. I haven't been taking of him. He hasn't been my nourishment. And I need to be feeding upon him. And we need to be searching our hearts to say, is there a famine of the bread of life in our hearts this morning? Is there a famine for him this morning? In verse 53, it says this. And these are the words of Jesus. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he is that life. And we should be full of the life of the Lord Jesus. And as we feed upon the Lord Jesus, and as we come to him, and we trust in him, and we feed, and we're just feeding upon the Lord Jesus, then we will be full of his life. But what does it mean to be full of the life of the Lord Jesus? Well, think of the life. Think of Jesus himself. Think as he ministered. Think as he walked this earth. It speaks of him as being full of grace and truth. It speaks of him as being that holy Lamb. It speaks of his wondrous love for his disciples, his wondrous love for those who are following him, and his wondrous love for those who are lost, who are outside of the kingdom, of that great love for the lost. And we see in the life of the Lord Jesus the power of the Holy Spirit being manifest. And we also see at the same time his absolute humility to the Father, his absolute obedience. Now all these things will be reflected in us as we feed upon the Lord Jesus, as we're being nourished by the bread of life, as we're taking of that bread of life. These are the things that will be manifest in our hearts and in our lives. You see, if we're feeding upon the Lord Jesus, if we're feeding upon that bread of life, this is the life that we will manifest to those around us. We will be those who are full of grace and truth, because Christ will be in us. We will be full of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be full of that spiritual food. We will be walking a life of holiness, because it will be Christ in us. It will be Christ working his life out from within us. There will be a love for the lost, a love for our neighbour being outpoured from us as we feed upon the Lord Jesus. There will be that absolute humility before God, an absolute dependence upon him, an absolute obedience before him, because it will be Christ in us. We will be walking in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be us depending upon his power and walking in his power, just totally yielded to him. And the only way this can happen is if we're feeding upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It's drawing on him, being nourished by him, seeing that he is our spiritual food, and that we need to be feeding upon him daily, that he needs to be the one in whom we find our nourishment. He's the one in whom we find our strength, and we're drawing upon him constantly. So we have to ask ourselves, is that life in us? Not just saying, well, I'm saved, I've trusted in Christ, but is that life in us? You see, the question is, am I, are you feeding upon the Lord Jesus constantly, continuously, just drawing upon him, coming to him as one who is hungry? Said at the beginning of the passage that we read, it speaks of, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I wonder, are you coming to the Lord Jesus Christ hungry, needing to be fed by the Lord Jesus, needing to be having your soul nourished by the Lord Jesus and by his life? In verse 54, it says this, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And in John 17 and verse 3, it says this, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. You see, this is what eternal life is. The person who is feeding upon the Lord Jesus Christ is experiencing that eternal life daily. And that eternal life is knowing Christ. It's that intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. The person who is feeding upon the Lord Jesus Christ, it has that intimacy with the Lord Jesus. It's not about just knowing about him. It's not just knowing that we're saved, but it's that intimacy with the Lord Jesus. It's that sweet communion with him. It's that fellowship with him. It says in John 15 and verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. It's that incredible intimacy with the Lord that he offers us. He says, what I have heard from the Father, I will speak to you. It's this constant speaking to our hearts, revealing more and more of the Father, revealing more and more of his ways, directing our paths, leading us on. And that can only happen as we're intimate with the Lord Jesus. And the demonstration, the proof and the evidence that we're feeding upon the Lord Jesus Christ is that we're having this intimacy with the Lord Jesus. It says that whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. This intimacy with the Lord Jesus is offered to those who feed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who are finding their nourishment in the Lord Jesus, who are just seeking his face, who are drawing close to him, who are just humbling themselves before him and saying, all I desire is the Lord Jesus, all I need is the Lord Jesus. Those are the ones that will experience this intimacy and will know this intimacy day by day. So often we say, oh Lord, oh that you would speak to me. Oh Lord, that you would speak into my situation. Lord, that you would reveal more and more of yourself. And it says that is what the Lord will do now, because he's made us his friend. We've got that friendship with the Lord. But the only way that we can be living in the reality of that is if we're feeding upon the Lord Jesus. And you see, if we this morning are saying, well, I don't know what it is to be full of grace and truth. I don't know what it is to have that to have that walk of holiness and love and humility and power. If we're saying this morning, I don't know what it is to really have that intimacy that you're talking about. That intimacy where as we go into that secret place with the Lord and we're just alone with the Lord, he's just speaking into our situation. He's speaking into the very depths of our being and giving a greater revelation of himself, if we're and that constant revelation of himself, if we're not experiencing that, if we're not knowing that, the reason is because we're not feeding upon the bread of life. Because the moment we feed upon the bread of life, this is the promise. The promise is that we will be full of his life and we will have that intimacy with the Lord Jesus. In verse 56 it says, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him." And then in verse 57, "As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." So often we speak of dwelling in the Lord and him in us, and that total dependence upon the Lord, and the very life of the Lord Jesus filling our beings, being full of his strength, full of his power, full of his life, so that we are able to do his will, because it's him doing the work in us and through us. But you see, it begins by this. It says, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him." It begins by us feeding upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It begins by us finding our nourishment in the Lord Jesus. It's talking about feeding upon him spiritually. It's talking about us first of all coming to that place where he is our nourishment and he is our spiritual food. He is the spiritual food that came down from heaven, and we feed upon him. And as we feed upon him, then we know his life in us. And this morning we're so in need of the life of the Lord Jesus in us. We're so dependent upon the life of the Lord Jesus to do anything. Anything spiritual, we're dependent upon him, and the only way is if we draw near to him and feed upon him. It says that as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. The Lord Jesus lived by the Father. All during his earthly ministry, he was living by the Father. And he now says, this is what I call you to do, to live by the Lord Jesus, to be totally trusting in me, to be dependent upon me constantly and continuously. And if we're not doing that this morning, there is only one reason for it. It is because we're not feeding upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not feeding upon him. If we're not living by him, if we're living in our own strength, we're dependent upon our own strength, we're dependent upon our own power, it's because we're not feeding upon him. But it also says in verse 57, "As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." And it says that the Lord Jesus lived by the Father and was sent by the Father. Then it says that we live by the Lord Jesus. And the implication is that just as we live by the Lord Jesus, he is the one that sends us. He sends us. And if we are going to be sent by the Lord Jesus to do his will, to do his work, if we're going to be sent by him into a needy world, into a world that needs a touch from the Lord Jesus, who needs that saving of their souls, if we're going to be sent, and if we're going to have something to offer them, we first of all need to be people who are feeding upon the Lord Jesus. He has to be our life. He has to be our everything. He has to be our strength. We need to be living by the Lord Jesus. We need to be those who are dwelling in him and he in us. So it's the power of the Lord Jesus flowing through us. And then we will have something to offer to the people. Then we will be able to give them something, because we've received from him. We've eaten of the spiritual food. We've nourished ourselves. And then we are able to come and give to them. So the question is, are we experiencing a famine of the bread of life? Can we really say that Christ is in us and manifesting his life and his glory and his power and his love in us to those around us? Can we really say that we have that intimacy with the Lord Jesus where he is continuously revealing more and more of the Father, where the Lord Jesus is revealing more of himself, where we have that intimacy with him that he's speaking to us continuously? And do we also know that that spiritual life where we're just trusting in him? He's our strength. He's our power. It's not our power, it's not our strength. And then are we knowing, as we feed upon the Lord Jesus, that spiritual food, are we knowing him sending us out? You see, those who are sent, those who are going out, will be those who are feeding upon the Lord Jesus, those who are faithfully sent out and are sent out in the power of the Holy Spirit, not in the power of their own strength, but power of the Holy Spirit, will be those who are feeding upon the Lord Jesus. Now, if this morning you're saying, well, I don't know that I know these things today. Yes, I may have known these things in the past. Maybe I've had those experiences in the past, but what I'm really thinking about is today. I'm talking about today. Do we know this as a present experience today? And if we don't, this passage tells us, gives us the means by which we can come back into the fullness of the Lord Jesus. It gives us it shows us how to feed on the bread of life. This passage shows us how we are to feed upon the bread of life, how to feed on that spiritual food, how to feed upon the Lord Jesus, how he is to be, how we can partake of the Lord Jesus so he nourishes our souls. In verse 35 it says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. It speaks about coming to the Lord Jesus, and it speaks about a hunger. Now, if we're to come to the Lord Jesus, and we're going to be fed by him, and our souls are going to be nourished by the Lord Jesus, by that spiritual food, that food that brings life, that food that has come down from heaven, if we're going to be fed on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we first of all need to come as ones who are hungry. And in coming as ones who are hungry, we have to come acknowledging that we've looked for our satisfaction and we've looked for our strength in places other than the Lord Jesus. And you see, this is the root of all sin. The root of all sin is finding satisfaction, is finding strength in something else. It is having self upon the throne of our hearts rather than the Lord Jesus Christ. It's finding our nourishment in other places other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we're finding that this morning that there isn't that life this morning in us, then the Lord says this. He says, come to me and you shall never hunger. Come to me. Come to me as a hungry person. Come to me as one who has that hunger. One who says, I've been looking for my satisfaction. I've been looking for my life elsewhere. I've been looking elsewhere for this. And I know that I can only be satisfied in the Lord Jesus. And when you come in that way, then the Lord Jesus will come and feed you with himself. It's that coming to him, that humility, that humbling. And it also says, he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So you come to him as one who is hungry, you believe on him, and you shall never thirst. And so what he's saying is that in order to come to him, you've just got to trust him. You've got to lean upon him. You've got to just depend upon him. That's the means back into that place where your soul is satisfied with the bread of life. It's first of all coming with that in that place of hunger, acknowledging your lack, acknowledging that you haven't got that bread of life, that it isn't filling your soul. Your soul isn't filled with that bread. And then trusting him, depending upon him for that food, for that spiritual food, and saying, I need that spiritual food, and believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ, just depending upon him, not depending upon anything else, not depending upon anyone else, but depending upon the Lord Jesus for that spiritual food. And then in verse 51, it says, I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of the bread of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And here it's speaking of that, of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, offering up his life for mankind. That great sacrifice of him going to the cross. And it's by way of the cross that we feed upon the Lord Jesus. It's as we come to him, and we come as one, as those people who are hungry, as those who are lacking, who are in great need, who are saying, I'm spiritually hungry for the Lord Jesus. I'm in desperate need for the Lord Jesus and of his life and of his power and of his strength and of his holiness. And I'm just desiring Christ to be filling my heart. And the way is by way of the cross. It's by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and saying, I'm hungry. And it's looking to the cross and seeing at the cross that there he poured out his life so that you could be full of his life. That's why he poured out his life. He poured out his life so that we could partake of that spiritual life, who is the life, who is the bread of heaven, who is Christ himself. And so we can feed upon him, but we have to come by way of the cross. And this is true of the unbeliever as well as the believer. It's true of the believer, and it's true of each one of us this morning. If we're not knowing that power and that life and that intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ, he wants to fill our hearts with himself, not with more blessings, not with more things, but just with himself. But we have to come as one who, as a person who is hungry, and feed upon the Lord Jesus. And we feed upon him by coming as ones who are hungry. First of all, saying, I have this need, I have this lack. And when we have this lack, it's to come and trust in Christ, trusting in him, depending upon him to feed our souls. And it's by way of the cross, because there he poured out his life so that we could be full of the living bread. There is a way by which we can be fed with the bread of life, where that famine can disappear, that famine that we might be knowing this morning in our hearts. It can be all gone in an instant, the moment we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, oh, I'm hungry. I need the Lord Jesus. I need his fullness. I need his holiness. I need his power. I need his love. I need him. I need the very, very Christ himself, that bread of heaven that came down. And the moment you come in that way, he will feed you with himself. Amen.